The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tzuvis Daf Nun Vov. The Gemara is discussing a few dafim in the context of being meshabed oneself to his wife. There's a Chavis Ksuba, there's Tosefis Ksuba, where he's meshabed himself. We discussed in the previous shiur the extent by which a person can be meshabed himself to any financial undertaking to somebody else. Does he have to have existing property? Does he have to not? The discussion of the Tosfos in the beginning of the Perek. And the end of the Mishnah, Rameir understands that if the financial commitment of a husband to his wife is not there, that he could, like the Gemara says, Xerov Rameir, Shalote Kal Be'inov, Lagarsha. It shouldn't be, if there's not minimal financial repercussions to divorcing his wife, then Chazal treat a marriage without ramifications, without the oil of financial repercussions, is bilas nus. What's bilas nus? He's married to her. The bilas nus is any marriage where it's easy come, easy go. Rameh was goyzer that if a person doesn't have the financial crunch behind him of providing for a ksuba. This, by the way, we'll add in parentheses. Rameh should discuss in a tshuva that since the Chayvas HaKsub is based on this commitment that a husband has to have, a man has to have financial pressure on him to make the marriage work, so to speak. If he doesn't, then the amount of money that's in the Ksuba, which is in today's market, which is very little, Ramesha makes a cheshm that it has to do something. The real choiv, the kavanas chazal, is about his year's worth of support. Ramesha has a whole discussion. Is it $30,000? But it might not be consistent with the amount of money in the shtar ksuba. And Ramesha says it could be days b'chuiv that amount of money. I'll be the understanding of chazal what the purpose of a ksuba is. Let's discuss in terms of Chazal. How it would work today is hard. We don't have really precedent for that. You need somebody like Rav Moshe to be able to decide that the amount of money that a husband might owe his wife in the agreement of the Ksuba might not be consistent with what's in the Ksuba, and he might have to change that amount of money. That you need Rav Moshe. But in terms of the din of Ksuba itself, the Gemara says the halacha is like Rav Meir. We came along to Rav Meir b'gzei roisev. Rav Meir was goyzer, and we follow that halacha. Now, we have two levels of ksuba. Rameir is talking about where she's moichel, or she writes in a shtar mechilo, or shtar kilo is kabalti, which we'll discuss in Yitzhak Hashem in a future shiur. What's the difference between mechilo and kilo is kabalti? She was moichel in the choiv. So right now, there's a marriage going on where he does not have that financial crunch to force him to make the marriage work. That's Rameir's gzeira. In that context, the Ramah and Eben Ezer, Sim Samach Vav Siv Gimel Paskins, Irshuk of Shur Karkum, there was a battle, the city turned into a scene, people had to flee. This is unfortunately Maisim in every generation, wherever Yidden live, they're on the go. If it's not in the Ukraine, or it's not in Poland, or it's not in Hungary, then it could be any place. Yidden have been sent from place to place. Irshe kavshur karkum v'ivdok suboso tzrichim lichtev shtar ksubo acheres. Now it's not so clear. What's the purpose of writing the? Why is another choy? And we know that's the halacha, considered the accepted halacha. That if a couple loses their ksuba, most often it happens if there's flooding in the house. The ksuba is locked away in a safe place. Well, let's say there was a fire in the house burnt down. The couple, in order to live together as man and wife, have to have another shtar ksuba written up. The question is the choiv that creates the mechanism of the financial chiyuv, that's only when the shtar is written? Every husband that divorces his wife has to pay a ksuba. We don't assume, or we don't accept that there's no ksuba. There is a ksuba. The fact that there's no shtar ksuba is only a vehicle for the wife to be able to prove that the choiv is still outstanding. But a regular marriage has a choiv. If a husband would claim that his wife sold her ksuba and he doesn't owe her the money just because she doesn't have a shtar, he wouldn't be believed. He'd only be la'achar, hagerishin. He could always claim that he paid it because she doesn't have a shtar. She can't pull out the shtar and say, shtar will be only my boy. So why is the shtar have to be written? But in any case, the Ramah says, V'koisim la goydel hashtar shahoyo barishoyna. The Ramah adds, discussion of the Paiskim over there, when they write the new Shtar, when they write, and this is important, for any Rav who's writing out another Ksuba, another Shtar Ksuba, for anybody who's been through Hurricane Sandy, or anybody whose house had fire, or the house was gone into, or very often it happens, somebody moves and they misplace the Shtar Ksuba. You're writing another Shtar, you have to write the Zman that was in the first Shtar. Because the Shibud exists from then, exists from the marriage. Masha'en came the Marshal, the Rishonim point out, that's not the case by us. If a wife would be moichel l'ksuba to her husband, the way that would work, that's mavu in the sugas by us, and now the husband wants to be meshabed himself from nu, because the halacha is that according to a mayor, even if the wife is moichel l'ksuba to the husband, he has to be meshabed himself a new ksuba, because without an existing ksuba, like we said, without that financial pressure behind him, it's Bila's Nus, there's a Hefker is there, so he has to create a new Chayim. In that case, he would create a new Chayim from when the second Shtar is written. For instance, they've been married for 20 years, she was Moichel him the Ksuba. The Halach is according to her, in order for them to live together as man and wife, he has to write her a new Shtar. When does he write that Shtar from? The Zman on the Shtar will be from today, not from 20 years ago. Because she was already Moichel the existing Chayim, they can't live together unless there is a Chayim, he has to create a new Chayim. If the Shtar was written, the Chayv wasn't destroyed, only the Shtar was destroyed. The Shtar got lost, the Shtar got destroyed in the flood. So you have to write the Shtar with the Shibud that was from 20 years ago. The Ramad does bring an opinion, the point that we just brought up, that Bizman Azeh ain't so chlichtev. Why? Because normally, the reason why you need the Shtar is because like we asked before, why would you need the shtar? The choiv is still there. Yeah, but the choiv is there, but if a minute after he divorces her, he could always say paraiti, then that choiv is a joke. She'll never be able to collect that choiv, because he could always claim that he paid it the second. He gave her an envelope with the gerushin. So how would she ever be able to collect unless she has a shtar choiv? So the equivalent of not having the choiv is not having the choiv with a shtar. That's aleph. Beis is that Bizman Azeh, the Ramah brings an opinion that since we have in place a check system, a check and balance system, that a man cannot divorce his wife bal kocho, namely Cherim de Rabbeinu Geshem. Today, Mifnei Takonas Cherim de Rabbeinu Geshem, the same way a man is not allowed to have two wives, he's not allowed to divorce his wife bal kocho. If he's not allowed to divorce his wife bal kocho, so it comes out that a person can't be shaloite kal bein of lagasha, can't be kal bein of lagasha, has to have her ask him. If she's maskim, then it's not kal bein of. In the times of Chazal, where a man was able to throw his wife onto the street by just stuffing again in her hand bal kocho, it's an order that he should have that commitment to her. There has to be a financial sword hanging over his head, that is mechuyev the amount of ksuba. Without that, the marriage is a hefkeris. There's no commitment. There's no financial pressure there. So mamela, so then it's a bilas nus according to a man. But what about today, where he can't divorce? And if she's maskim, she's maskim. It's not kal ba'enu. So Ramotaka brings that opinion. Lamaisa, the meaning is that we don't follow that opinion. The Xeri of Rameh is Xeri, there has to be written a Shtak Suba, which is why we sell Makbid, if somebody loses a Shtak Suba, to write up another one. The Ramah, interestingly enough, brings as a smach, the Dark of Moshe brings as a Raya, smach, or Makor, whatever you want to call it, to this Chiddush. The halacha is over there in Eben Ezer, Kuf Ayin Zayin. You learned in the last parak that a Ma'anis, Naira Psula, Ma'anis Naira Psula, it's not a halacha that plays this Ma'anazeh, Ma'anis Naira Psula, the halacha is that, that he does not have to write a ksuba. A normal person has to have a ksuba. Why? Shalote Kalban of Lagajra. Ma'anis has a lav deraisa. Veloisi Elisha is not allowed to divorce her. If he's not allowed to divorce his wife, so then he wouldn't have to write a ksuba. It's not going to be Kalban of Lagajra. He could only divorce her under threat of getting beaten up by Bezdin. If he's over a lav for divorcing, he's going to have to take her back. So it won't be Kalban of Lagajra. So the same thing is over here by us. He can't divorce her bal kocho. That's the Ramah. Sushtal, the Ramah himself says, the Daki Moshe says, the Yesh L'chalek. What's the Yesh L'chalek? L'chalek, the Raya is a good Raya. Over there, we're talking about a Lav D'Raisa. Chem D'Aben Geshem is not a Lav D'Raisa. Chem D'Aben Geshem is an Isser. If a man divorces his wife today, bal kocho, he's over on an Isser. Or is that the Ratzon of Chazal is that a woman shouldn't be treated that way? So if he does treat his wife that way, then he's under threat of excommunication. He's under threat of chem. It's considered a maisi isser. The maisi of divorcing of Nenso is a maisi isser. There's a lot there. It's like in Chazer. Veloisi elisha. Lo yuchel legal. Lo yuchel shalchem kol yomav. So I understand where there's a maisi isser. Chazal took away that since it's not kalbeino, who's the maisi isser, Samele doesn't have to write a ksuba. But where the maisi is a maisi heter, just Rabbi Seinu, not even from the Goyim, not from the Amiroim, but from the Kadmoinim, from the early Rishonim, Rabbeinu Geshem, is the father of the Rishonim, of the Ashkenazi Rishonim, he's the Rebbe of Rabbi Yosef Sharashi. So though my mamash, the beginning of the Tkufa of the Rishonim, does that create a Maisi Isser out of the act of divorcing his wife, Bal Kocho? That's questionable. So that's the Ramos, the documentation is Yesh Lechali, why this wouldn't be a Tzushtel to the Halacha of Ma'anes, not needing to write his wife a shtar ksuba. Right, the halacha of ma'anis is not negatos. The halacha of how to define divorcing one's wife, bal kocha, is nege halacha of ma'anis in a few interesting places. There's a famous vikuach between the Neid Yehuda. He brings from one of the Gedolei Hador of that time, Reb Yitzchak Lohamburger. No svarim were put out, so kamat nobody heard of him. But in the tshuva svarim of that door, Reb Yitzchak Lohamburger was considered mamish echad miyuchad ben Gedolei Hador. And there's a whole discussion over there. If somebody made a shliach to divorce his wife, there's a whole discussion back and forth. Somebody made it. Reuven gave Shimon a get to divorce his wife. Shimon was over a cherem de Rabbeinu Geshem, and he divorced Reuven's wife bal kocho. He stuffed to get in her hand. Stuffing again in her hand is benosam biyada deraisa. Lamaisa mipnei takonas Rabbeinu Geshem. He was over a cherem de Rabbeinu Geshem. Okay, l'chayra. What's the question? Chayim de Rabbeinu Geshem does not say she's married. It just says that he is in violation of a takana. So he's over on a takana. Say that that's between him and the Rabbeinu Shlom. We'll put him into chayim. We'll make him do tshuva. But the wife is divorced. Says Reb Yitzchak Lohamburger, not so simple. Since divorcing one's wife is a ma'aseh iser, we have a klal vein shlich l'dvar averah. It could be that if the divorce was carried out al yidei shlichus, the divorce wasn't chal. The Ktzais is one way of disputing this Chiddush. The simple way of arguing with this Chiddush, which we find in Gedolei Achrayim, is the point that we just made up in the Dayan Moshe. Is the Maisa of divorcing a woman Bal Kocho because of Rabbeinu Geshem a Maisa Iser? Or do we say, no, it's a Maisa Heter. If he does it, he's liable for the Chem Rabbeinu Geshem. But it's a Maisa Iser. The Maisa is a Maisa Shem B'Shlichus because of the Kalvin of Ein Shlich HaDvar Averah. That's one example where this comes up halacha l'maisa. Another example where this comes up in the halacha l'maisa is a famous discussion of the Ktzos in Simen Reish Mem Gimel based on a chiddush that Mordechai brings the Kedushim b'shem the Kodesh Miradush. We don't know who the Kodesh Miradush is. One of the Rishonim, obviously, that was killed by Kiddush Hashem is called Kodesh. The Kodesh Miradush said, based on sugis in Gitne Kedushim, one can appoint a shliach. The same way one can appoint a shliach to be megarish, to be mekadish, one can also, a shliach, what happens, let's say, and this could be very much the case, where somebody is in a jail, somebody is locked up and his wife wants a get, he appoints a shliach comes to the jail. Imagine, let's say, somebody was locked up, Rahman al-Slam, long term, in federal penitentiary, his wife wants a get, he's masking to give her a get, and he hands a shliach a get to give. Well, let's say he's stuck in someplace war torn. He's a hostage in these cases where Maisim Bechol Yoim in the tshuvas from. Today it's not so common, obviously, but it could happen. And it's important to know the klolim of Allah Maisim. Reuven was locked up. He gave Shimon a get to give his wife. Shimon was in a car accident. Now he's in the hospital. He's not going to be mobile to be able to hand over the get. Maybe Shimon is even paralyzed. He can't do the maisa of handing over the get, but he could still talk. Shimon is still bedaitoi. Shliach oisir shliach. Shimon can appoint Levi to be his shliach to give the get. Shliach oisir shliach by get. That's halacha. Unless we know that Reuven had akpata that only Shimon should be the shliach, but that's not the case. Shimon can be meman Levi shliach oisir shliach. Same way Shimon had the schus, the koyak, the legal ability to divorce Reuven's wife, Shimon can appoint Levi. Levi will be the one to actually do the maisegeshen to make sure that Reuven's wife is freed. However, the Mordechai says, the Kaddish Meradish says, that if Reuven gave Shimon a ring to be Mekadish an Isha, Veer, Shimon cannot be Meman Levi. Why not? It's also you can get Midul Lemim Silishlech. The gist of it is that when Reuven gives Shimon a get, he's giving Shimon the legal power to divorce his wife. Same way Reuven has the Koyach to be Megarish Ishtoi, he gives that Koyach to Shimon, Shimon can give that Koyach over to Levi. When Reuven has a koyach to be mekadosh, he doesn't have a koyach, it's not a bailim to be mekadosh any woman off the street. He can only be mekadosh the isha is masculine. What he can do is he can have Shimon represent him. In that context, where he's not giving Shimon a koyach, a bailus, he's not giving Shimon power of attorney, he's giving Shimon the ability that if he's mekadosh, it'll be chal for Reuven. I'll go back on that. I don't want to call that that he's not giving him the power of attorney. He's not giving him a bailus. He's not giving him a schus. He's giving him only power of attorney. He could represent him. In that case, based on a sugi and gittin, Reuven could be represented by Shimon. Shimon cannot make Levi into a representative of Reuven. If Shimon has a bailus, a schus, a koyach, to be Megarish Eishes Reuven, he can give that over to Levi. If he has the koyach to represent Reuven, he can't give that koyach over to Levi. He can represent him. He can't make somebody else represent him for Reuven. Levi wasn't appointed by Reuven. Says the Kaddish Miradish, that's the Kaddish Miradish. Says the Ktois, that Bizman Azedet is Cherem Dura Benu Gershon, L'choyro, even a get. Reuven doesn't have a koyach to divorce his wife. It's not his legal schus. Because you need her askama, it's like kedushin. So why doesn't the Ramo, when he brings the Mordechai, when he brings the Kaddish Meradish, mention that Bizman Hazeh, it's not relevant, the distinction between Gerishin and kedushin, because even Gerishin has to be Bal Kocho. And over there, the answer seems to be the same. That even after Cherem Dehamenu Gerishin, that does not change the lomdus, the legal status of a get, being something that a man can do Bal Kocho le'ishtoi. If he does it, he's in violation of Rotz and Chachomim, we'll put him in the Cherem. He stepped over a takonis hakadmoinim. But did the Rabbi Seinu hakadmoinim take away Reuven's koyach of being the bailus of the gerishin of his wife? No. So Mamele Reuven can be megarish ishtei bal kochi, gives that koyach to Shimon. Shimon can give that koyach to Levi. Of course, when he divorces her, so in order not to be mechayev der megarishin, we'll have to be baskim also. In the case where he's locked up in federal penitentiary, usually it is. So those are three applications of Cherem Derabbeinu Gershom. Is it a Maisa Isser? Or is it just if a person does it, he's a violation, but the Maisa is a Maisa that he could do to be Megarish Ishto Bar Kocho? One is Lagabi, like we said, whether Shliach is a Shliach. The other one, the Machlech Sin Ned Yudah and Ribitzel Hamburger, about whether there's a Chesaron Ben Shliach and Devar Avera, and what we're talking about, whether the Gzeira of Shloite Kalbein of Legasha applies, even though today there's a din of Chayim Dar Benegesha. Of course, it's trying to distinguish between each one of the cases. Ten Lechochel Miyachem Oed, it's trying to be Mephalpo on each one of these things. Getting back to Halacha Lemaisa, if a couple moved or the house was flooded and the Ishtar Ksuba was destroyed, again, we don't rely on the Kula of the Ramon not to write Ishtar Ksuba. We say that there has to be a shtar ksuba. It's not enough just to have a choyves ksuba. There has to be a shtar ksuba in order to permit the couple living with each other. If not, we paskin that bilose bilaznos. And Eben Ezra, in that simon samavav, in the beginning, the machlekes the machabin is he only also to live with her, to be intimate with her, or it's also for the husband without a shtar ksuba, an existing shtar ksuba, is there is even an isur yichud? This is a serious shayla. A couple moves. They're unpacking boxes, and they realize that the box, or let's even say it better, Chosn and Kala come home the first night from the hall. They realize the ksuba was put down someplace. It was probably thrown out with the trash. Let's assume that there's a legitimate suffix that the ksuba no longer exists. What are they supposed to do that first night? Forget about the Be'ilas Mitzvah. What about even going to the hotel together? Can they sleep in an apartment together? Is there an issue? Yichud? Is there not? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's 12, 1 o'clock at night. You're going to write up another shtar ksuba? See, here we have an interesting, in order to create a choyves ksuba, it's not, again, we said it's not enough choyves ksuba. What's discussed by the Rishonim is that could be to be mekayim the takono of that there has to be, the financial commitment has to be clear and enforceable between the two of them, it might be enough, the Shulchan Aruch says, which brings it from Rishayim, Smag, other Rishayim, if the husband is Mishabin himself in front of Eidim to pay his wife a ksuba. He's Mishabin himself with a kinyan in front of Eidim. Not just the general chayv that's chal on all husbands, but there are Eidim that attest to that there is a chiyuv. In that case, the Eidim would be able to come if you divorced her tonight. The takonis haksuba would still have biting power, because the Eidim would be able to come and say he was Mishabin and he's here. He's Mishabin himself, then until written otherwise, he's Mechuyv the ksuba. So that might be enough. Again, it's machlokes Rishonim, but because we have the kula of the Ramah, where the Ramah says there could be bizman hazeh, things are more kal anyways, that's aleph. Beis, we have this kula of being mishabed oneself, the chosin being mishabed himself to a kala in front of Eidim, being mekabel kinyan on a chayves moment, that might be enough. And see, the whole issue yichud between the chos and the kala, or let's say a husband and wife, they move, they're unpacking boxes. 2 o'clock in the morning, they realize that the chayves ksuba, they're trying to figure out where was the ksuba, it was in that box. Oh, it was put into that garbage bag, it was thrown out, it probably doesn't exist anymore. So what should you do? Should go sleep in the car? Should go sleep in the garage for the night? There's an issue yichud? Okay. If they have kids, you can always sleep on the couch. But what should you do? Should you not sleep in the bedroom with his wife? Is there a chiv to write a ksuba right then? So it could be legabe bia, one should be machmer. You could write out writing out a shtar ksuba is not a big deal. You could do it the next morning. Legabe the isu yichud lechoy, there's grounds to be makel. Lechoy, there's even grounds to be makel if you would take two kosher. It has to be two kosher edim. If you'd be able to find at 2 o'clock in the morning two kosher edim, and it'd be able to create this choyv. Could be by a chosin and kal be easier. More people are willing to come out of bed at 1 o'clock in the morning, kosher eidim, to facilitate the chosin and kal, having a decent night together the first night they're married, than somebody who just moved at 2 o'clock in the morning. So one has to ask a rov, because the tziruf, one could be semichan, there's another point of it, could be told very much in the circumstances. Could be that there's more of a machon lahakul marshal if the wife had come home from the mikveh. So over there, the being together is mamisha mitzvah zayinim. Could be there's more of a machon lahakul. One last point to consider: l'chayr there should be a machon lahakul. We know the marshal that the Gemara discusses barichus. Why isn't a husband also l'siachdim ishtay when she's a nidah? L'chayr she's a suraloy, should be like any erva. The Gemara says, because pas pesaloi, he's been with his wife, the Yetzirah is not so overpowering. There's no Yichud. But if a chosin and a kala get married, and she's, timing wasn't right, something went wrong, and she's a nida, there's a chupas nida, the halacha is that's also, chosin and kala don't sleep together. We have a child, there are ways to deal with it, how to make it not so conspicuous, but the halacha is there's a Yichud. They've never been together. Over there, the temptation is more. And the halacha is that there's an issi yichud. L'choyr should have the same thing l'gabi ksuba. The issi yichud shouldn't be a husband and wife that move. There shouldn't be an issi yichud. We should be able to be makel. A chos and a kal the first night where the ksuba got lost, like we said in the hall, l'choyr there should be more of a makom l'hachmir. We don't find that distinction mentioned in the poskim. So again, there's different tzirutz to rely on. The issi yichud between a husband and wife when there's no ksuba is subject to debate. The whether you have to write a ksuba v'zman hazeh, there is a das lahakol. Whether it helps to be mishabed in front of Eidim, if that's feasible at 2 o'clock in the morning, is also debatable. L'chor, you could definitely make a tziruf out of it. All these things just bring up the issues. One should know how to ask an intelligent child. If this scenario comes up, there are ways to get around it. One should speak over with a competent rov. Find out what to do.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.